The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrockton, Tommy Caster, and we are going to give you a chance to win some HTO right now. Let's go with a free iced tea, sweet or unsweet, seasonal peach cobbler available for you right now, and then we'll give you also a free coffee, iced or hot, including the new peppermint mocha just launched, and it is flying off the shelves. We are selling a ton of that. My wife tells me at HTO. So you can win one of each of these. All you got to do right now is text the keyword TTEA to the short code 20357. That's T to 20357. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody, with that. But get your hands on that. We've also got those Cody Jinx tickets, that giveaway going right now as well. Tommy, you just sent me something. Let's say hello to our friends in Sweden. Goat Lindstrom. Tells us that he has figured out a way to get Sports Daily in Sweden, emailed us.
On the radio. I mean, you could always stream us worldwide.
Right, no, over, yeah, with an antenna.
He's but he was like listening to the radio. How cool is that?
Yeah, AM radio, baby. So cool. Thanks, Goat. I hope I'm saying that correctly. My Swedish is not good. But, you know, we appreciate you listening to the show. All right, so we'll start with a video comment here. And the IHOP hotline is back open at 869-1240. But let's start with a video comment here from Ken, who says he's looking forward to KU Michigan State hoops tonight. Spartans like to run, so should be another shootout. Maybe one of the teams has a dude that can play offensive tackle for the Chiefs, I'm guessing. Not a bad idea there, Ken. Tommy, I'm kind of liking some bets here on this game. I think we got an opportunity to make some money tonight. I hope. But this should be a fun one. Michigan State, you know, we're taking a stab in the dark. They're 2-0. They've played Monmouth and Niagara so far, but they've scored 81 and 96 points in those games. The over-under right now is 150. I mean, opportunity here.
I think KU's
only a 5.5 point favorite. I also like that. I like KU. I like the over. There's some player props I like. Maybe Zeke Mayo threes. Like there are some things in this game. I feel like we can put something together and make people a little bit of money here. But I like KU tonight. I like their chances. I think it's a good matchup. Michigan State can always play defense, and Michigan State always has talent. And, you know, they're a blue blood. And KU will be tested again here in this game tonight on a neutral court.
You know who I actually really like in this matchup is AJ Storr. He had a really good step forward, I thought, in the North Carolina game on Friday. Showed why, you know, he was such a valued transfer and somebody that a lot of programs wanted out of the portal last year. And on top of that, he played at Wisconsin. He's familiar with Michigan State. He's played in the Big Ten. You know, he's competed against the Spartans before. So I like AJ Storr in this matchup a lot. I think that he brings a lot of upside to the table. And you know, like I mentioned, to really was able to take that step forward on Friday night offensively. And so he would be a guy that I would look at for sure as somebody that can more than likely deliver in this matchup.
Yeah, it's you know, there are to me, as far as like non-betting angles, the big thing for me is Hunter Dickinson's endurance, quite frankly. Like, can he keep up for a full game? Because they kind of need him to. They're going to need him to. And, you know, it's been a, you know, Friday to Tuesday turn. That's pretty normal, right? In a season, that many days. So how quickly does he bounce back? Can he, you know, keep up his pace the entire game? And if he can't, are we going to see a Flory Badunga opportunity here to get in against another team like this and maybe do something? Because behind Hunter Dickinson becomes a storyline. Like, what happens behind Hunter Dickinson is going to be a storyline this year.
And I do think that having somebody like Badunga, we talked about it briefly yesterday, that is young and raw and still growing and learning and developing, I think it helps when you're playing competition like North Carolina and Michigan State to start off the season. I mean, it's, you're definitely throwing this guy into the fire to get him acclimated. Is he going to attract the ire of Bill Self at times? Absolutely. He looks like that kind of dude where every once in a while, like when that athleticism is at its peak and when everything is clicking for Flory, you 1000% see that upside. When it's not clicking, he looks like a gazelle on the Serengeti out there a little bit, right? Like, that's just kind of what the way that it works with young, tall, lanky freshmen that play for Bill Self. He's going to attract the ire of Bill Self from time to time. It's just going to be a matter of how he works his way through that. And I think that knowing that, you know, really with Dickinson, who looked fatigued at the end of the game, they're going to need Flory. Dewan Harris also looked tired at the end of the game, too. There was only one starter for Kansas in the Friday night game against North Carolina that eclipsed more than 30 minutes, and that was KJ Adams, who played 37. And so I think the added depth is crucial for Kansas, especially with the pace in which they want to play. And knowing that you've got a couple of veterans on this team that are not fully used to playing that fast and that style under Bill Self, you're going to have that depth.
And they do. And we saw it. It was down to what was the rotation there in the game? Eight guys. Like, we're going to see that. You know, something that we didn't really bring up in the North Carolina game is the, you know, the foul trouble for Dewan Harris in the second half, which is another thing that to watch. Now, that's not going to happen maybe ever again this season, probably, right? Dewan Harris getting in foul trouble. But it is something to watch. Basically, what happens between those two quagmires, those cogs. And look, KJ Adams had a great first half against North Carolina. He was, they had no answers for him. So none of these are like, I wouldn't call them like areas of concern. No. I think they'll all ultimately be areas of strength, quite frankly, for KU. But I do think early on against this level of competition, I think there will be things to take away. Hunter Dickinson is, his stamina is, I think, a legitimate question throughout the year. Trying to think of a nice way to put it. He looked to me like his stamina might be a concern. Like, he just seems like maybe he gets in better shape and can work that out over the course of a season. He probably can. But I do think they need some of these bigs to acclimate, and KU needs to find like a rotation or a style or something that if Dickinson does get gassed, and look, they're going to, he starts every offensive play, right? Like, I get it why he gets gassed, but it would be nice to see the tinkering now of like, what do things look like with him on the court? How many different ways can KU attack a lineup without him on the court? Who's at five? Can you play two fours? Like, all the different things they might be able to do.
I'm not concerned throughout the season about his stamina. I think the conditioning will improve. I mean, they're two games into the season. Dickinson,
and he's been hurt.
He's been hurt, but also, you know, a season ago when Dickinson joined the Jayhawks, they didn't get up and down the court like they do right now. That wasn't the style in which they played. They didn't have the personnel to do that. What's interesting is that I feel like that's usually been Bill Self's preferred method and style of basketball, and he hasn't had the dudes recently to be able to do that. He's got it this year, and so it's a different sort of pace from what Dickinson had a season ago in his first year in a KU uniform versus what he currently has this year. I think the conditioning will work itself out. The other question that I have about the game tonight specifically, and I know what you're going to say. I'm going to ask this to you. I know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me that it doesn't ultimately matter, you know, whatever. But I'm curious about this. Will we see Zeke Mayo in the starting lineup tonight? I mean, he led all scorers for KU on Friday night. I think he's earned his way into the starting rotation. I don't know if we're at the point now where Bill Self will put him in there or not, but I certainly think he deserves that.
I'll tell you why it doesn't matter, and you're right.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because he's played the second most minutes on the team.
I know it doesn't matter. I'm just saying, like, from a personnel perspective, I think it'd be nice to have him in the starting rotation.
So you're going to run him out at two, I'm guessing. So you run Harris, Mayo, Adams, Dickinson, and whoever.
Griffin probably.
So three guards.
Yeah,
I think it's fine. But, like, when I look at the end of the day, he's played 26 minutes a game, which is more than everybody but KJ Adams. So it doesn't matter part. What matters is he playing starter minutes?
You're right. But it's a fun conversation to have.
It is. It's Zeke Mayo be in the starting rotation. Only reason the only reason it kind of makes me tick is because of how angry Greg Marshall used to get when he was asked that question about his starting lineups. Because, it doesn't matter. But on the flip side of it, I will say this. Ricky Council for the Shockers under Isaac Brown was negatively impacted by the stubbornness of not putting him in the starting lineup, even though he would play the minutes. Like, it bothered him. And so, I think it could matter. Does it matter for a guy like Zeke Mayo? I would guess not him particularly. But to the point, I want to know what the main rotation is, right? So is the main rotation with him at two? Yeah, I do want to see that. And if that means he needs to start to get there, that's fine. But I think he deserves to be one of the guys who plays the most minutes on this team. Absolutely. For sure. Who runs out there at tip-off? I'm not sure yet. I think by the end of it, he will be. I think by the time we get to, Big 12 play, he'll be out there as the two based on what we've seen so far. I mean, he's a good fit. He provides a lot of what they need. Big time. No question about it. And I think he can acclimate and become a good defender at this level, and it's a step up in competition. But Bill Self does that with all his players. They all get better over time. So I think that's worth watching. I do like his props tonight. His points are at 17.5. I'm a little afraid of that. I'll probably go with points and rebounds at 20. Over 20. I don't think you can put his threes in a I really like his over 2.5 threes, but I think you got to take that by itself. But I think there's an opportunity to make money with him tonight. Look, Tommy, if you're Zeke Mayo, you're trying to make a statement right now, right? Like, it's statement time for Zeke Mayo more than the other transfers, I think. Why? Because you're coming from South Dakota State. Like, you still have the challenge of stepping in and saying, I belong at this level of basketball. Athletically, physically, skill, whatever it is, And I think that's why early in this season, we're going to see a lot of Zeke Mayo, because he's more than anybody else got something to prove, I think, anyway, at least psychologically. So, yeah, I like Mayo tonight. I like the over, and I like KU to cover the points. Maybe Michigan State's better. I mean, they haven't played anybody, so it's hard to tell. But yeah, they're always pesky. Yeah,
the only other thing that I would look at, you know, it was a pretty taxing victory on Friday night for the Jayhawks at home, right? And then you turn around, you fly to Atlanta to play in the Champions Classic. They're less than 72 hours removed from that game against North Carolina. Then you hit the road, you go halfway across the country. That fatigue could continue a little bit. I mean, it's not quite like an NCAA tournament turnaround, but you're still super early in the season. So that's one other thing that I would just keep my eyes on is, you know, what does the stamina look like in this particular game just because of the quick turnaround?
That's why I'm off the Dickinson props tonight, because I think his stamina is a challenge right now. Anyway, this is something he can answer the stamina questions like right now if he can come in. And he responded in a huge way after the timeout in that game against North Carolina. But I'll stay away from his props for the reasons you just threw out there. Should be a fun one. 5:30 start, by the way. So be ready for that. 5:30. You gotta make time for it. All right, we're going to come back. Sports Daily rolling right along on a Tuesday. Good luck in our contest. We're wide open. Conspiracy theorists are proposing, and we had fun with this yesterday too. Prime, come to the Cowboys? Huh. We'll explore it next on Sports Daily.
And 1240 KFH.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.